across Asia and the Pacific. This is Radio Australia.
Hi, and welcome to Jazz Notes, all Australian jazz on Radio Australia and ABC Jazz online and digital radio. Ivan Lloyd here, thanks for joining me. I have two brand new CDs this week, one from guitarist Jess Green and her brand, The Bright Sparks. And a jazz band with a global sound, The Catholics. And more from Melbourne trio, Stone Flower. Hope you enjoy the program. Exciting when the Catholics release a new album. Yonder is the band's eighth release. And the band leader, Lloyd Swanton, who produced the album, who performs on double bass, has managed over the years to keep the band pretty much the same. One difference is the slide guitarist, Bruce Reed, was unavailable for this recording, and Lloyd Swanton chose an accordion player to take his place, Gary Daly. And it's interesting to hear what the difference in the atmosphere of the music is with the replacement of the slide guitar with the accordion. Let's begin with a standard, a favourite of Lloyd Swanton's, I Cover the Waterfront.
Thank you.
usual for the Catholics to include a standard in their more global sound, but that's a favourite of the band leader, Lloyd Swanton. I cover the waterfront. The Catholics from their new CD, Yonder. Lloyd Swanton, the leader, acoustic bass, Gary Daly, piano accordion, Sandy Evans, soprano and tenor saxophones, James Greening, trombone and pocket trumpet, Fabian Hevier, the percussionist, John Peasy, guitars, and Hamish Stewart, drums. And we'll hear more in Jazz Notes pretty soon. Jess Green, a guitarist, she's been performed with the Catholics as a guest guitarist on occasions, and she's a member of Gary Daly's band as well. She's performed in a large variety of styles, including a couple of years ago working with the revival of the Captain Matchbox Whoopi Band. She studied jazz guitar at the ANU, the Australian National University, and released her first CD in 2004. In February this year, she released her second, Tinkly Tinkly, with her band The Bright Sparks. All original material, quite an eclectic range of styles, and I'll play more in future Jazz Notes programs, but I thought I'd fit in one today. This is an original by Jess Green called Your Check Shirt.
Thank you.
Four check shirts, Jess Green's Bright Sparks from their recent release, Tinkly Tinkly, recorded over some years in the studios of the ABC, that is the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, ranging from, I think, the first recordings made in 2009. Jess Green, the guitarist and vocalist, Bree Van Rijk, the vibes and percussion, Zoe Halpin, bass, James Halpin, drums, Matt Keegan, tenor saxophone, Don Juner, alto, John Hibbard, the trombonist, and Simon Ferenczi, the trumpet. You're listening to Jazz Notes on Radio Australia and ABC Jazz Online and Digital Radio. Ivan Lloyd with you. Thanks for joining me. Stone Flower is a trio from Melbourne, with Jacqueline Gawler, the vocalist, Stephen Magnusson, guitar, and Tamara Murphy, double bass and backing vocals. Jacqueline Gawler was a member of the vocal ensemble Coco's Lunch. They've recorded a number of albums and are quite popular. But she's branched out into rock and jazz singing as well. I've never heard nicer guitar playing from Stephen Magnusson. He really gives this CD a lift and lots of style, and some lovely playing from Tamara Murphy. Quite an eclectic range of material, from old rock and roll songs like Sunny Afternoon and Walking on the Moon, and some Brazilian material as well. This is a tune by New Zealand saxophonist Nathan Haynes, Impossible Beauty.
Oh. But was it you or some other impossible beauty? That's what I'll call her. That's what I call her. Impossible beauty.
Impossible Beauty, Stone Flower, from their 2010 self-titled release, with Jacqueline Gawler, the voice, Stephen Magnuson, guitar, and Tamara Murphy, soloing there on double bass. Let's return to the Catholics and their new CD, Yonder. This is by an American jazz artist now living in Sydney, Philip Johnston, Mr. Crocodile. Thank you. Mr. Crocodile, and it comes from their brand new CD on Bugle Records, Yonder. Jazz Notes this week. Thanks for joining me. Join me again at the same time on Radio Australia and ABC Jazz online and digital radio for more Australian jazz. Until then, it's so long from Ivan Lloyd.
The sound of an explosion rattled through the phone. The phone call was disconnected. I stood there, confused, wondering what had happened to my dad. All contact was lost for days, while news headlines read, Australian soldiers killed in blast. We were worried and confused. 3 days had passed before we got a call saying he was okay. I've never been so relieved. My dad is a soldier in the Australian Army, helping the Americans trying to stop poverty and regain peace in Afghanistan. Dad's job is to transport soldiers through the streets of Afghanistan, making sure they reach their destination unharmed. It's hard only seeing your dad for a short period of time, between each trips. Knowing he is in a danger zone puts a lot of strain and stress on the family. Having your dad miss Christmas and all family birthdays is hard, and missing his anniversary with Mum always takes its toll on him. The phone calls are usually short and scary, punctuated with the sound of gunfire. Just to hear his voice to know he's okay is the main thing. The tours affect Dad mentally. Everyday noises remind him of certain events that had happened overseas. There was a time when we were walking through Darwin as a car backfired, and with a loud bang, my dad hit the ground as if he was being fired at. I've never seen my dad move so fast or be so afraid. My dad was inspired to enlist by his father, who he never knew. He was also in the Australian Army and fought in Vietnam. He died when my dad was only 4. But Dad was inspired by the photos he kept of his dad in uniform. My brother was inspired by our dad to join the Army himself, and has just marched out of Kapooka training base. My mum was in the Army, as was my sister and 2 cousins. Seeing my dad do what he does and seeing how proud it makes him to know he's serving our country has inspired me to join the Australian Defence Force myself and become yet another Curran in the Army.
Haywire. This is Radio Australian.
That's Marcia Langton, who's the Foundation Chair of Australian Indigenous Studies at the University of Melbourne.
The gap has been closed on enrolment in medical studies at university. There's no gap between Indigenous enrolments in medical education and non-Indigenous enrolments in medical education. It's such a bright light when all the other lights around it are so dim. I'd want to have a closer look at what's going right there. Radio Australia.
It's midnight.